We've got a friend of yours coming up later in the hour, Stephanie Pirath with the LPGA Foundation. Looking forward to that. And I was joking with you yesterday, our next guest, Corrine Cordon. So between Corrine and you, I probably am sandwiched in the middle of two of the busiest women in the world of golf. Corrine is the owner and operator of Grandoti Peaks Golf Course. She's the owner, operator, manager, chief cook and bottle washer, and she joins us right now live from Grandoti Peaks in La Vida, Colorado. Hi, Corrine.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Good to talk to you. I saw you, when was that, Thursday, for the first time in a while, and you haven't slowed down any, let me tell you that. You were going 100 miles an hour.
It's always like that when you're trying to run something like this.
Say hi to Debbie O'Connell.
Hey, Corrine, it's great to meet you. Oh, my gosh, Jay's been bragging about you and the vision you had with this golf course. I'm learning that Grandoti means the great one. What greatness did you see in this amazing property that didn't look like a golf course? Tell us the story about how you became the owner and how you made that big step to revamp this wonderful property.
It's an interesting story, I'll tell you that. So I'm a hard money lender, and the number one rule in lending is never lend on a golf course, okay? So I flew out here on December 1st, 2018. We had a loan request to make a loan on the property that somebody was buying from the previous owner. And it was covered in 6 inches of snow. I couldn't see the golf course at all. It's December. And I immediately fell in love with the property. Now, that's weird. I couldn't see any green grass at all. But it didn't just come with the golf course. It came with 66 lots, the most stunning views in the world, a river running through the golf course, and a bunch of buildings that needed renovation. So as a hard money lender, I'm always interested in helping people fulfill their dreams, and this guy had a dream of bringing it back. So we worked out the terms of the deal and made the loan. He didn't pay me back, didn't pay anything actually ever, and not because he didn't have the money to do so, it's just because he was one of those guys that wasn't going to pay us back. And 2 years later, I foreclosed and became the majority owner after I bought out my investors and ended up moving here and then ended up living here. And I've been here now since May of 2022.
I think it was just meant to be, Corrine. That's all there is to it.
I think so. I needed to get out of the heat and out of Las Vegas, and I had not seen green grass, well, you know, real green, for 42 years. And I wanted to get out in the outdoors and get some exercise, and I'm skilled in renovation. I've done a lot of that in my career, so I wasn't daunted by it. Little did I know what it was going to take, how much it was going to cost, and how utterly busy I would be every single minute of the day since May of 2022.
Yeah. How much did it cost? What sort of bucks did you sink into renovating the golf course?
Well, when we did the loan, we got a report that it was going to take $4 million to bring the course back. And that plus the purchase price, right now we're over $7.5 million. And that includes full renovation of the grounds, all the greens, new greens, reseeding all the fairways, fixing all the sprinklers, working on the pump system, renovating the buildings were down to the studs. So the clubhouse was down to the studs. We expanded that twice, expanded the kitchen and the dining hall and the patio. We turned the real estate building into a pizzeria. So now we have right off the highway a pizzeria that serves beer, pizza, meatball subs, Reuben's, And that's where the golfers stop. That's right between hole 14 and 15. So they can stop there, use the bathrooms, et cetera. And then the clubhouse is over on hole number 10.
So, Kareen, when you envision this, what were the qualities that you wanted to have in owning this property? Like what, like your mission or your vision when you first got the golf course, when you couldn't even see green grass, right? And it was a totally overgrown piece of land that used to be a golf course, and you had to refurbish it. What did you see in it? What were your goals in terms of qualities of a great golf course?
That's a great question. So my first overriding goal, when the golf course shut down in 2013-14, it devastated the town. It's a small town, La Vida, the cutest town I've ever seen in my life. I say it's the perfect town because it has one of everything that you need. One grocery store, one hardware store, one hair salon, you name it, there's one of them. And the town had been devastated economically, so my first overriding goal was bring back the economic vitality that the golf course brought. The stories I would hear from everybody is that people used to line up to come to Grand Doty Peaks, and it brought a lot of money to the town, and so I wanted to take care of that. The second thing I wanted to do is to develop the lot. These are fully stubbed lots, fiber optic, power, water, sewer. And then there's Filing 2, which has never been developed. That's another 160 acres with 13 commercial parcels, another 100-plus residential units, I'd say another 50 multifamily. So I wanted to develop that. The only thing is that I am not an expert in development, and we've gone as far as pretty much we can with the purchase across the street of the event center, or turning it into an event center, et cetera. But on development from raw land into something, I'm a little bit at my expertise there. I need more knowledge in order to pull that off. But we've still got the 66 lots in Filing 1. We've got Filing 3. I bought additional water rights. I bought more lots. So we amassed quite a bit of real estate, took on the project across the street, and have finally gotten that finished, all with the goal to turn it into a destination golf course. And now in 2024, I can pretty much say we are right at the beginning of turning it into that. We've got people in the RV park across the street. The lodge is fully booked up for a couple of months. The event center is booking events, and our golf course volume has doubled from last year. I assume it'll double again. We have something amazing, the most beautiful views. We have wildlife. People cry when they come to this golf course. And we have magically available tee times. And there's not, you know, you don't have to wait a long time to get out on the course. It's pretty much just go out there, and the weather, it's 80 degrees. It's phenomenal.
It's an amazing story. It's the story of the rebirth of one of Colorado's gems, hidden gems, as far as the golf course, Grand Doty Peaks. Tom Weisskopf, Jay Morish design course. It opened in the mid-1980s, about 1985, closed down in 2014, reopened late in 2022. They really got going last year. They opened 9 holes to start. They went full 18 by the end of summer, and now in its, third year of renovation, we're talking to the owner, operator, manager, you name it, she does it. Kareen Corden is our guest today here on Tee to Green. Kareen, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, want to get into a little more detail on the golf course itself and turning it into a destination property. Kareen Corden, our guest. Later in the hour, Stephanie Pirrett, the LPGA Foundation, will be here on Tee to Green. talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do here at Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for listening. Thank you for being the most important part of what we do, most important part of what we do. Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell. Our guest is Corinne Cordon with Grandoti Peaks Golf Course in south central Colorado. They're in the mountains there, a little town of La Vida, which is about a little over an hour and a half drive, easy drive to get there from Colorado Springs, about 2.5 hours from Denver. And the course is called Grandoti Peaks Golf Course. And Debbie, I was teasing Corinne, calling her the chief cook and bottle washer. When I was down there on Thursday, I hadn't seen her all day. We finished the round. Jerry and I were diving into a couple of plates of wings in the clubhouse restaurant. She came flying in, and the first thing she did was headed behind the bar. She grabbed a tray, 6 empty glasses, filled them up with water and ice, and took them out to some folks who were waiting in the restaurant. So I'm not kidding when I say she does it all at Grandoti Peaks.
If you are going to lead people, you have to know how to do all the jobs and jump in when it's necessary. And
yeah,
it's fun.
The golf course itself, let me ask you, Corinne. I played it back in its heyday probably about 10 times. And then, of course, you shut down. And then last year, when you opened for 9, I got a chance to play the 9. It was pretty rough. I came back a couple of months later and played the full 18. It was better. And then this past week, I was down there and played the full 18, and it was even better yet. So I think you're headed. It's not quite where it was 10 years ago or so before it shut down, but I think you're headed in the right direction. At least that's my opinion. What do you think, and where is the golf course as far as getting back to its glory days?
Well, that's funny, because when I told my husband I was going to be on the show, he said, make sure you tell them that this year everybody's telling us that it is better than it was when they were here previously. And my husband's in charge of the maintenance side, the greens, the tee boxes, etc., and that man works nonstop to make sure that he and the crew are perfecting the grounds as much as they can with the time that they have. So everybody to us says two things. They say, thank you for reopening our most favorite golf course in the world. And they, all of them say that. And, well, the second thing they say is, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's looking amazing. So compared to the fact that it was a hayfield 3 years ago, 4 years ago, now the greens are rolling smoother and it's just looking gorgeous, we'll take it. It's going to get better every single year.
Well, Corinne, you know, when we think of that getting better, it's not that far from Colorado Springs. You have a place for people to stay. What else is there to do in the area? Or is it play golf morning and afternoon, enjoy great meals, and enjoy the little town and the views, maybe hiking? What else do people do if they wanted to do kind of a golf destination?
There are 4 fishing lakes right near us, within a mile of the golf course. And then, of course, in Lathrop Park, there's another fishing lake, boating. There's Kuchara. Everybody goes to Kuchara. They go to the dog bar. They go to go on the sightseeing on the Highway of Legends, which runs right by our property. It's stunning views. A lot of people come to see the dike walls that were created over thousands of years of erosion. Something unique. I don't think they have anything like this in the rest of the world. I haven't found it anyways. Stunning scenery. That's pretty much. But, you know, if you're a golfer, you're going to come here and play golf as much as you can and eat food, sit at the bar, and then you're going to go home.
You know, you can't. You just. I was telling Debbie this. You can't just wake up in the morning and decide, you're going to go down. You can, but it's not very likely. Just wake up in Denver or in Colorado Springs or somewhere. Just wake up in the morning and decide you're going to go down to Grand Doty and play golf. It is truly a place that I think is a destination property. You've got the event center on site right there on the property. You got the event center, the pole barn for weddings, conferences, conventions, concerts, dances, parties. Then across the street, you got the Grand Doty Lodge. You got the RV park. So where do you take it now, Corrine? What's the next step there as far as to get people to come down and not only stay, but come back?
Well, it's taken a long time. You got to get the websites, the marketing, the pricing down. I think we've accomplished most of that. So next year, the focus is advertising, going on national platforms and advertising that we're open and we're ready. And yes, people can book us for having small events, up to 100 to 200 people. We have had the classic car show here. We have the GOP conference here, local conferences, et cetera. The event center will start being advertised for weddings. It will include, every package will always include, of course, rounds of golf for the people who want in the wedding party who want to play golf. We have at the event center a restaurant license, so we can fully cater any type of meal that you would want. We're holding a lot of parties there and different things like that, local events. But next year we're going to start the push for turning it into the true destination that it can be.
Well, I think from what I hear from Jay about you, and I'm sure this goes through the entire staff because it starts from the top, customer service is one of your priorities to make people feel so welcome that they want to come back and they have an amazing experience. Is my intuition correct on that, Corrine?
You are correct, and it's not just customer service. It's quality customer service, giving the best quality that we can. And when you're in a small community, that's tough because you've got to bring people in from the outside world, bring them here to live. And, of course, every time anybody comes to La Vida, they fall in love with the town, and they don't want to leave. So that's easy. But finding the right people in the world to bring here to help us with the food preparation, the lodging side, golf pro. We did have a golf pro, but his life circumstances changed. So we need to amp that up for next year. Everybody was excited about having a golf pro here and taking lessons. We have kids camp already, golf kids camp. So adding a lot more activities like that and events. Next year we will plan all of our events in advance and advertise those so people have a chance to make plans around those events and just keep growing it and growing it. And then, of course, home building. We get a lot of interest in the lots. We've now published the price list and the map for the lots. Every lot is a third to a half acre. We just had two multi-million-dollar homes built at the top of the ridge this year. They've almost finished. One is almost moving in, and the other one is, I'd say, at 90% putting in the cabinets right now. So we'll be having more of those homes built. And a lot of people like to come here for the summer. The other thing I hear all the time is, I have a cabin in Kuchara. I've been coming here for 50 years. My family has owned a cabin forever here. There are so many places to stay up there in the mountains, and we're 15 minutes from from the Spanish Peaks, which go up 14,000 feet. There's trees and a very cute town called Kuchara. So people are excited to make their vacation trips here, and they keep coming back year after year after year. And now that there's a golf course, they come over and they play golf.
Well, there must be some snow in those mountain peaks, I imagine. So what are the months that you stay open?
We opened the golf course this year, April 1st, and we will stay open until November 1st, although it depends on how the weather goes. We plan on keeping it open when there's no snow, so we'll probably be open through December 31st, but then January, February, March, we do shut down so that we can, we shut down the golf course side, so that we can start getting everything ready, etc.
GrandodiePeaks.com for more information. Corrine Cordon, our guest. Corrine, thanks for doing this, and we'll hopefully we'll see you again soon.
It's PlayGrandodi.com. So Grandoti is spelled G-R-A-N-D-O-T-E. PlayGrandodi.com.
PlayGrandodi.com. Corrine Cordon. I'm Tina Green.